Young old man. Few new silver strands, the word exhaustion understood fully. Lucky to have these two jobs, one unpaid. Trailing the curls longer now, neck to shoulder down her back, she grows heavier, stronger. Feet filling up one size, then the next. This is an escalator with no top floor, climbing in silence, no fear of heights. Not like when I was 8. Each day a climb towards something. Young old man, peaceful lunch, sleeping girl, sunshine on wood. Rain all gone. Later, a pizza, square box, salad chopped, high chair. After dishes, young old man falls into bed again. Refraction of self. There are many ways to lose several selves. We don't need an addiction manual to know how many. Having a baby, infant to toddler, staying home till the night shift, rearrange and sift the many selves in a way which bewilders, shakes the walls, throws off kilter. Used to be an athlete, an A-B student, music and sports, obsessive, mildly manic, depressive, used to be on a mission, a neurotic helper-seeker, until several collisions, shaded life, bleaker. Woke in my late 20s, learned something about letting go of my pain and my guilt, family fractures, layers of silt, becoming okay, competition away. Now 10 years to those days. Decade between that old life and this new. One puppy, then a plan. Travels with a lovely spouse and a late summer wedding. Second puppy and lucky house. Still juggling a disjunction of selves, a writer in circles, a teacher adrift. Searching for sunshine, and then came this gift. She's 18 months now, spring, summer, and then two. I'm writing these poems in hopes they'll be true, something close to a document of how I got out, beyond my old selves, removal of doubt. Though I know it's half true to call this contentment, still sometimes wrestling with familiar resentments, what I will claim as permanent growth, this new sense of self, combines some of the old, but refuses to crumble or indulge in the past. This poem, a rare glimpse, a helpful contrast.
Thank you.
Almost never finished. It was getting late out here in the garage at the small desk. I was almost never finished. I needed more or less time to prepare or improvise tomorrow. The stakes were small. They're always small. If you let them be. The keyboard kept making mistakes, or was it my fingers, or was it my head, fogging up even after I'd pressed defrost in my frontal lobe. Maybe it was the buzz, buzz, buzzing of the flies, of the mosquito, of the silent skittering of the daddy long legs, or the night that crept on after the class ended. I was left beginning to finish this life, always almost never finished.